Caravan.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and I'm really psyched. Spring is here. The rain has basically stopped here in Tewksbury. We are at Mahoney's on Route 38, which is the main street. We'd love for you to come down and see us. And right here in Tewksbury. So come on down, say hello. And, you know, Easter is next week. They have the most beautiful Martha Washington geranium. They're normally $20. They're on sale for $15. They're all in bud and bloom, and there's all kinds of different colors, and it would make a great Easter plant. And those will bloom till like July when it gets real, real hot. This is a geranium that likes cool weather. They bloom at this time of the year, and they're a wonderful, wonderful houseplant. They also have some Rieger begonias. They have them in a hanging basket. 10-inch plants. They're normally $29.95. On sale, $19.50. All kinds of colors. So if you're looking for some color, you're looking for some Easter plants that will last a long time, come on down. George, who's up first this hour?
The first up this hour, we have Al calling us from Maine, and he's got a question about a raspberry bush.
Al, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
And I enjoy your newsletters that I get every Thursday. Thank you very much for those as well.
Thank you.
I have two questions. I have a outdoor Christmas tree. Several years ago, you gave me some pointers on how to take care of some dead branches that are inside there, and the tree is taken off with all the fertilizing and things that I've done with it.
Yep.
I'll show you tell you how big it is. It takes me 600 Christmas lights to put on it every year. That's
wonderful.
How big it is. Yeah. My question is, can I leave those on year round? I mean, I'm in my 60s now, and it gets a little harder to get up on a ladder. Can I leave those lights on that tree year on, or should I be taking them off every year?
You can leave them on for a couple of years. And the reason that I say that is when you put the lights around the branch, because you don't just lay it on there, you twist it around the branch, right?
Right.
So as the plant gets bigger and it makes new growth, sometimes if you wind it tight enough, it will create like a girdle effect. And it will squeeze the branch, preventing the energy that's coming from the root system being brought up, the moisture that's being brought up will be girdled. And you could lose some of the tips of those branches. So what I would suggest that you do for the future, leave it there for this year. Shouldn't be a problem. Next year, take them down, and then when you put them up again, instead of wrapping them around there tight, wrap it around, but give some room for expansion of the branch. The other thing that's going to happen, if you leave it, let's say, 4 or 5 years without moving it, that plant's going to make 6 to 10 inches of new growth. So in 5 years, that plant has made 4 feet of new growth. So your lights are now inside the tree, not on the tips of the branches. So you want to leave them on a couple years without taking them down, fine. But I would take them down after that. The other thing that's going to happen, too, Al, is if your wire is coated with plastic, that plastic is going to hit, is going to get hit by the rays of the sun, the rain, the snow, the cold, and the heat. And eventually that plastic's going to break down. And when it breaks down, the wires are going to get exposed, they're going to get wet, and they're going to short out. So, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and you just have to take a chance. But I would say leave it up for 2 years, no more than that. Thank you. Great, great question, by the way. I appreciate that. George, who's next?
Maria is calling us from Maine and has a question about ground cover.
Maria, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Mr. Perrin. A couple of questions. I have a rhododendron that looks like somebody took a hole punch to it, and I was wondering if you could help me with that. And I also want to know what kind of a ground cover I can use in a park shade area. I don't care if it's invasive. It can take care of or take over all that it is. I just don't want any grass in that area anyway. So
okay. Is it like underneath trees or is it shade from the house?
No, underneath trees.
It's underneath trees. Okay. Probably the fastest growing ground cover that would do incredible underneath trees is Lily of the Valley. Lily of the Valley will spread like you cannot believe underneath trees. It dies to the ground during the winter, so it would just be pine needles. But in the spring to the fall, you get beautiful green foliage about 6 to 10 inches in height. And then you get these little bell-shaped blooms during May, early June that really is pretty. So that's fast. And what I would do if you need a lot of them, try and buy them bare root in bunches of like 25 to 50 rather than individual pots. It would be a lot cheaper. So if you go to your garden center, they can get you quantities of it for less money than buying individual plants. Now, myrtle is a great evergreen ground cover under trees. Not as fast growing, but if you want something really fast, ajuga, A-J-U-G-A, ajuga. And ajuga is a variegated foliage, and that spreads really, really fast. And you can buy them at nurseries and garden centers in trays of like 15 to 25 plants. And you would put them in about 18 inches apart, and in 3 to 4 years, they're going to grow together, and they'll be solid. And they do make a purple or a pinky-type flower with variegated foliage. And then there's one more, and this is my favorite. It's called Euonymus coloratus. Euonymus coloratus. A lot of the nurseries sell it. They sell it in trays of 50 to 100 cuttings per tray. So why I like it. Green leaf, triangular. The leaf is about an inch in size, and it's a vine. You put them 18 inches apart in staggered rows. They root into the ground, and as it runs, it will root and send out shoots. It's green from the time you plant them in the spring until mid to late September. Now, Euonymus coloratus is in the burning bush family. It turns red like the burning bush and stays red all winter long until you get into May. In May, when it gets really hot, the red changes back to green, the new growth comes out, and it spreads. It will grow about a foot tall. It will climb up the trunk of your tree a little bit. But the fall and winter color on this Euonymus coloratus is incredible. And it's very, very hardy. So, Lily of the Valley, non-evergreen. Ajuga, variegated foliage, and beautiful flowers. Like, the flower looks like a little hyacinth. And then Euonymus coloratus with green foliage, and it's got some variegation, a little bit like a bicolor in the foliage, not really noticeable. But the fall, winter, and early spring color, gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Great question. Thank you. Now, when you plant, there's a new product on the market. It's called Sweet Peat. And Sweet Peat is very, very different. It's been around a long time, but they just could not make it fast enough. And you can use this when you're planting to condition the soil. You can also use it in the place of bark mulch. And it will protect your plants because it encourages all the microbes. It will beautify your beds. It will fertilize your plants. And it will help the growth a lot better. So there's four things. Protects, beautifies, nourishes, and helps with plant growth. And it's brand new to the garden centers, called Sweet Peat.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily, and we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market? Real estate? Metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their
just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com. Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Mahoney's on Route 38, Main Street in Tewksbury. Come on by and say hello. The doors are open. The greenhouses are full of flowers. So if you're depressed with the cold, with the rain, and you want to feel better, come on by. Bring your camera. Take some pictures. Smell the flowers, and you will say to yourself, I feel better. I'll go home and do some housework, or I'll go play in the garden. But come and enjoy the color. And besides that, Easter's next week. So all the lilies, the tulips, the daffodils, the hyacinths, pansies are all in bloom. It's like a flower show. You don't have to pay to park. You have to pay to come in. You can have a ball. And I'm here until 2 to help you with your garden. George, who's up next?
Jenny in Massachusetts has a question about pruning.
Jenny, good morning. How can we help you with pruning this morning?
Good morning, Paul. I have 3 endless summer hydrangeas and 1 lace cap hydrangea, and I'm just wondering when and how do I prune them to control their size?
Okay. Now, Jenny, do you get my newsletter?
Yes.
Okay. The newsletter that came out this Thursday, the very first article, talks about pruning and dividing.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, but this is what I want you to do. Your hydrangea right now looks like a bunch of dead sticks. Do not touch your blue, your pink, or your white hydrangeas. Leave them alone. Okay, anything that's in the shape of a ball, the ball hydrangeas, you have to wait until the buds break and you start to see where the new growth is going to come out. When you see the buds break open, then you remove all of the dead branches, the broken branches you can take out now. But right now you can't tell if those branches are dead or alive. So you're going to have to wait probably until May 1st. It's cold. They're just not growing at that point. But once you see those buds burst open, they're making green leaves, then you prune the plant. You need to have on that stem, if you want color, 3 to 4 to 5 sets of bulbs. So if your plant, especially like on Cape Cod, hydrangeas on Cape Cod last year, the weather was so good, they grew to be 5 and 6 feet tall. So you could take 2 feet off those hydrangeas and bring them down to 3 or 4 feet. But as long as you have 3 or more sets of buds, when you're done pruning, you're okay. And right now, if your plants are too big, you can dig that hydrangea. Dig it up. Take it out of the hole. Or if you can make a nice, like a donut-shaped trench around it, you can take a garden spade, which is a flat shovel that you use to edge flower beds, you use to dig. You could split that hydrangea in 2 pieces. So dig a circle around it, then with the spade, cut it in half. Go straight down, break it into 2 pieces, leave one part of it in there, and then recondition the soil. Take the other half and relocate it to a sunny area. Now, your blue and your pink hydrangeas have to be in the sun. If you put them in the shade, they're not going to bloom. And if you can put them someplace where they're protected against the wind, especially during the winter, they're going to do much better. So rather than put them in the middle of your yard, put them up against a fence, up against the house, up against your garage, someplace where they're at least partially sheltered from the wind during the winter months, and they'll do much, much better. Now, the pointed hydrangea that look like an ice cream cone, that's a family called PG hydrangea, Paniculata grandiflora. Those you can prune now, even though there's nothing happening. They will grow in the sun or in the shade. And what I love about the PG hydrangea, they were always white that turned pink. There are new varieties of PG that are red, that are pink. There's a new one called Strawberry Parfait. The bottom is red, and the top of the cone-shaped flower is white. It's exciting. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Then you moved here. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We are at Mahoney's in Tewksbury on Main Street, which is Route 38. So come on down and see us. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. So after 10, bring me your weeds, your bugs, some pictures, and we'll try and help you to fix up the problems in your house. Or call us right now, 800-259-9231, and George will get you set up. George, who's up next?
That would be Rob calling us from New Hampshire, and he's got a question about tree spike fertilizers.
Rob, good morning. How can we help you with your tree spike fertilizers this morning?
Hey, good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good.
I wanted to know what you felt about those tree spike fertilizers. Do they work? My other question I have after you answer that one is about my lawn.
And what's happening with your lawn?
Last year during the drought that we had here, I didn't water it because I'm on a well, and I don't really get a lot of water. And it really died now. And, I can go out there and rake with a rake, and I'm just raking up the grass. I wanted to know when's a good time to plant it, can I plant it now? And that was my question, and fertilize it, et cetera.
Okay. Now, what I want you to do is this. I do not want you to pull up all that dead grass. I do not want you to rototill. That's the old-fashioned way very, very time-consuming, a lot of labor. What I want you to do, Rob, is I want you to go to a power equipment rental store. And I want you to rent a machine called a seed slicer. A seed slicer looks like a lawnmower, except it has like 20 blades that spin vertical instead of horizontal. So a lawnmower spins horizontal, cutting the grass. This spins the other way. And what it does is it cuts little grooves in your lawn. On top of the machine, there's a bucket. You add your grass seed on the top of it. And as this machine goes across your lawn, it will pull you. You just hold on to it and you steer it so that you have nice straight rows. As it cuts a groove in the lawn, the seed falls into the trench. So now the seed is in contact with the soil. The dead grass that's there becomes a mulch to cover the seed so the birds don't see it and to help it germinate better. And what you're going to do is you're going to go north to south and then go east to west. And if you want a good seed, Jonathan Green has a seed called Black Beauty. And Black Beauty, different than bluegrass. Bluegrass will make a root system 6 to 10 inches deep in your lawn. Black Beauty is a fescue blend. Will make a root system 2 to 3 feet deep in the ground. So the heat of summer doesn't turn it brown like bluegrass does. The other seed that you can use that I just love is called Echo Lawn. E-C-O-L-A-W-R-N. And the name of the company is Wildflower Farm. So if you go to my website, which is paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then click on Wildflower Farm. And you'll see all the information about the seed. Now, the Wildflower Farm Echo Lawn is primarily fescues, special varieties of specials, of seed. It only grows a foot tall during the whole year. It requires half the amount of fertilizer or less. It requires a third the amount of water that a regular lawn does, and you only mow it twice a year. How could you beat that? Bugs are not a problem. It will grow in sun or shade, and even on the side of the road where you have salt. So this is a good product. Wildflower Farm, Echo Lawn. Okay? Now, fertilizer spikes. Fertilizer spikes are different than if you bought, let's say, Plantone or Holytone. Okay? When you buy Plantone, take a crowbar, you make a hole, you put a half a handful in the hole, and you feed your plant that way. Or you broadcast it, scratch it in, and it feeds the plant. A spike is fertilizer that they mixed with a bonding agent to, and then under pressure made this spike so that you can take a hammer and beat it into the ground. When you look at that spike, half of that spike is the bonding agent to allow you to beat it into the ground. Compare the price. The spike is very, very good. It will feed your plants. If you're in a rush, you can just beat them into the ground. Cost-wise, loose product is going to be better. And a plant product like Holytone or Plantone, Dr. Earth has a great fertilizer for acid-loving plants, for deciduous plants. Again, this granular that you just sprinkle. And that way, you're not paying for the bonding agent or for creating the spike. So if you get the spikes loose without the box, that's going to be cheaper. If you can get them on sale, great. But I've always
prefer it loose to the spikes if you've got the time, because in the long run, you're getting more fertilizer for your money. Thank you. George, who's up next?
That would be Ward calling us from Portland, Maine, and he wants to know how to get rid of burning bush.
Ward, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Well, do you have 6 hours?
I've got a couple.
Well, let me just start with two relatively quick things. I just heard you talking about a ground cover that's similar to burning bush. One of the things I have been trying to do is get rid of burning bush. I have, over the years, cut it down to the ground. Within a year, it has grown back up a couple of feet. Without my getting a backhoe, how do I get rid of the stuff? The other thing is I have an area in my front lawn that I have patched and patched and patched, and once again this year, it's brown as death. Any suggestions on what I can do to revive that patch and get rid of my burning bush?
Well, to fill in the patch, if you either use this Wildflower Farm Echo Lawn or the Jonathan Green Black Beauty, those are both types of grasses that require less fertilizer. They're more drought tolerant because of the length of the root system. And again, bluegrass. I mean, everybody wants to have a bluegrass lawn. A bluegrass lawn is a hell of a lot of work because you have to feed bluegrass more than fescue or more than rye. It's a very, very hungry grass. The root system stays shallow, 6 to 10 inches. Okay? And that means when it gets hot and dry, you're going to have to water it more often. So, I tell you, if you can go with something that with a bigger root system, you're going to have a lot better results on your lawn. So, try that. And your fescue black grasses are the best for you to use. Now, what was your first question? Oh, my mind's gone blank here. I'm having too much fun. The fescue in your lawn.
Nope, and getting rid of burning bush.
Oh, getting rid if you have an invasive plant like that, use either Roundup or Cleanup. Now, Roundup is the original product. Cleanup or Kills All is the generic. Same product, just generic. And when you buy generic, you're paying like half the regular price. Now, Roundup, Cleanup, Kills All. Has to be applied when the plant is actively growing. So if you apply Roundup or Cleanup now, and there's no foliage, it's not going to do anything. So you've got to wait until the plant is growing. When you start to see the new growth, when we get days that the temperatures are warmer than they are right now. I mean, today is going to hit 50, but you know, we're getting a couple inches of rain. So a nice sunny day, temperatures 60 degrees plus, you put the Roundup on the foliage, it will take care of it. Now, Roundup, Cleanup, and Kills All are great products that you can use underneath trees. The reason is, these products will only affect the plant when they are absorbed through the foliage. If you spill some on the ground underneath a tree, the tree will not be hurt because the plant cannot absorb it through the root system. So if you want to kill vines underneath a tree, you don't have to be concerned that you're going to hurt the tree. If you use a brush killer, if you use a soil sterilizer, like you would put in a gravel driveway to kill the weeds, that's absorbed through the roots and it's going to hurt the tree. So go with Kills All, Cleanup, or with something that's designed not to be absorbed through the root system and when the plant is actively growing. Okay? No rain, overnight, if possible, or do it first thing in the morning. And as long as the foliage has a chance to dry, the Roundup, the Kills-All, and the cleanup will do a very good job. You may need to go and do it a second time, and it takes about 2 weeks to see results. But it will do the job. Thank you. And I'll tell you, Ward, I know you live in Maine. Write down on your calendar, May 22nd, I'll be in York at Eldridge Building Supply. Come on down. We'd love to see you. And if you live in Rhode Island, next Saturday, the 23rd, I will be in Cumberland, Rhode Island, at the Ann and Hope store from 10 o'clock until 2. That's Cumberland, Rhode Island, Ann and Hope, 10 o'clock until 2. George, who's next?
That would be Connie in Maine, and she's got a question about composting.
Connie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you on this rainy, horrible morning. It is wild up here in Maine.
I know. I left.
I have kind of an interesting question. We live in a retirement community, and we have 16 raised beds, and we'd like to make our own compost.
Okay.
And the chef serves 45 people every night and has a lot of kitchen waste, which he is willing to save for us. So, I mean, you know, vegetation and so forth. And he will is very willing, and we're wondering the best way to make the compost. Should we use one of the mechanical ones that you can turn by hand, and if so, what is the best kind, and how long does it take to break down?
Okay, we're coming up on a break, and I'll tell you after the break.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
Attend, huh?
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds. Kill them all.
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
With Scott's four-step annual program, growing a great lawn is simple. Each of the four bags is clearly labeled so you know what to apply and when to apply it. The program grows thicker, greener turf with four feedings a year and protects your lawn against crabgrass, weeds, and bugs. To plant grass seed this spring and prevent crabgrass, purchase the Scott's Step 1 for seeding instead of the regular Step 1. Get your Scott's annual program and Step 1 for seeding now and plant the seeds of a great lawn.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're in Tewksbury. It's not raining here. I tell you, I left my house in Kennebunk, Maine at 4:15 this morning to come to Tewksbury, and it was raining like sheets, absolutely sheets of rain, big, huge puddles, but things seem to have calmed down here a little bit. So come on down, say hello, and if you're tired and depressed, walk through the greenhouses and see all the color. It'll make you feel better. Now, we were talking with Connie about composting. And composting is something that you should all do, believe me. You cannot believe how easy it is to compost. And the end result will make your gardens grow so much better. And once you've used it to condition your soil, you can use the compost like I do. I have some of my perennial beds. I don't cover it with bark. I cover it with compost. The compost breaks down. It turns into soil. So in the long run, I'm increasing the organic matter in my soil. I'm controlling the weeds by putting the compost as a mulch over my perennial beds. And every time it rains, the goodness from that compost is like tea coming into the root system of your perennials. So you should be composting. Now, the fastest and the most effective way to do it is with the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler looks like a drum. It's on legs, and you can literally turn it. And with the compost tumbler during June, July, August, and September, I can fill that bin, and in about 2 weeks, maybe a little bit longer, depending on the warmth, I can have two wheelbarrows of compost. That's how fast it works, because you're turning it. Now, if you don't want to spend the money for a compost tumbler, you can make it right on the ground in a big pile, and you can put all kinds of pine needles and leaves and garden debris and weeds and grass clippings. Now, the only thing is if you're using a broadleaf weed killer, like a weed feed, you cannot put the grass clippings in there for two mowings. So let's say you're going to put down Turf Builder Plus 2, okay? You put it down, your dandelions die, but the grass contains some of the weed killer. So for the next two mowings, leave the grass clippings on your grass. By the time you get to your third mowing, the weed killer is gone. And then you can put it back in your compost, and you can use it in a vegetable garden. You can buy a compost microbe. There's a company called Natural Industries, and they have developed a compost maker. And what it is microbes. And it's a little tinfoil envelope. You shake these microbes on top of your composting material, blend it in, you add water, the microbes wake up, and they start to break down the grass, the pine needles, the leaves, turning it to rich black soil. That is something that I use even in my compost tumbler. But use some type of compost starter, and it really makes a big, big difference. If you're using food waste, like you were talking about, I would suggest the compost tumbler. Because if you're trying to make compost on the ground and you're putting food waste, you're going to create a buffet for the skunks, the rabbits, the raccoons, maybe even dogs in the neighborhood. They're going to smell it. They're going to dig it all up, and you're going to have a real mess on your hands. So to be practical, the compost tumbler is the way to go. My dad had one for over 15 years, and he made a lot of compost with it. So go with that. I know it's going to work good for you, and it makes it a lot faster than making it on the ground. If you make it on the ground, one pile will take you the whole year. The compost tumbler, 2 to 3 years. And if you want some information, go to my website, paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, go to compost tumbler, and they're having a special right now on it. You can save quite a bit of money. While you're there, sign up for the newsletter. At the top of the page, it says newsletter. Click on it. Put your email address. And every Thursday, we will have a newsletter sent to your computer. This past week, we did Bleeding Heart. Shalom.